Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I just wanted to give some further details about the twinning mission that Costa Rica mentioned. Well, either delegation were able to meet with government officials, civil society partners, and refugees themselves. And just to wrap this up as quickly as I could, practices that were already implemented in Belize that were best practices of Costa Rica were the adoption of a simplified registration form for asylum seekers, adjustments to the interview process for asylum seekers. These would both, you know, just make it a simpler process for refugees, and also to further concerted efforts towards securing the granting of mandatory work authorization for asylum seekers. This, however, the official resolution on this, however, is still under deliberation. Other takeaways for consideration, to consider the involvement of non-political bodies in the status determination procedure. This expansion in responsibility would attempt to depoliticize the process, as in Belize, such decision currently lies with the minister responsible for immigration and refugees alone, while Costa Rica, there's a separate body, an independent body. And we would look into amending the practice relating to appeals to ensure the applicants are well notified, reason, and their resolution is independent and efficient. Also, to review the filing protocol of applicants to ensure a more efficient system in terms of timeliness and ease of access. The missions were both successful, and consideration has been made to continue for South-South cooperation through some sort of formal diplomatic mechanism, and that is still under deliberation, yet to be confirmed, but yes. I also want to thank Costa Rica and the Costa Rican Embassy to Belize, as well as UNHCR Costa Rica and Belize, for their support in these missions.